This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 4th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On April 12th, Fulani Muslim militants abducted a Christian Nigerian couple and many of those who were attending their wedding in the town of Najina, Kabada, reports Morningstar News. Hundreds of thousands of Christians have been displaced throughout Nigeria due to the violence, many of whom are subsistence farmers who need access to their land in order to provide even the most basic needs for their families, such as food and clothing. In these days of a worldwide pandemic, a Chinese startup, Rokid, has developed wearable glasses that measure temperatures on the move, reports the Mirror. Equipped with an infrared sensor and a camera, the glasses allow the wearer to see people's temperatures. This weekend, the New York Police Department sent 1,000 cops to all 5 boroughs as they enforce social distancing requirements throughout the city to stop the spread of COVID-19, reports the New York CBS affiliate. Listen to NYPD Police Chief Terrence Monahan.
We're past the point of warnings. This is a dangerous situation. Barbecues with large gatherings of people together, organized sports events, people hanging together trying to drink or something along those lines. We will be breaking these up. We will be actively involved.
When the reporter inquired about whether the NYPD would make arrests, Monahan did not bat an eyelash.
If they confront us, if it becomes an incident, yes, we will. I hope it never comes to that, though. People should understand just how dangerous a virus this is.
Bill de Blasio, the mayor of the Big Apple, flexed his muscle with this remark.
There's going to be a crackdown everywhere if we see gatherings.
Last Friday, Honolulu police arrested 3 of the 200 protesters during a rally at the Hawaii State Capitol to protest local COVID-inspired government restrictions, reports the Honolulu Star-Advertiser. Jack DeFeo, who was one of the protesters, calling the restrictions, quote, an illegal lockdown, end quote, explained why he attended the rally.
I object to seeing my country being destroyed from within. That's what infuriates me, that our political leaders are not doing the same research that we as citizens are capable of. We all have access to the internet, and the research that I've been looking at is showing that this COVID-19 is less dangerous than the flu we had last year. Why is nobody asking how many people died last year of the flu? And you take those totals, compare it to the totals we have now, and it's obvious that this COVID-19 is nowhere near as deadly as to cause the shutdown and destruction of our economy and our way of life. That's why I'm here. Our political leaders have betrayed us. They have betrayed their oath to their office, and it's disgusting that we allow them to get away with it. They need to be prosecuted for violating our rights.
In addition to the arrests, 5 people were issued citations for violating emergency rules. U.S. District Court Judge William Orrick, who has ties to Planned Parenthood, has issued an order demanding that David DeLeiden and a group of pro-life activists from the Center for Medical Progress, who were behind a series of undercover videos taken at Planned Parenthood abortion mills and conferences, are liable for more than $1.2 million in damages, reports the Christian Post. The God-haters are not happy with Senior Chaplain Colonel Moon Kim, the command chaplain of U.S. Army Garrison Humphreys in South Korea, the largest U.S. military installation outside of the United States. Kim dared to send an email to 35 other chaplains last Wednesday containing a PDF copy of John Piper's new e-book, Coronavirus and Christ. In Chapter 7, in a section entitled Examples of Specific Judgments on Specific Sins, Piper wrote that one example, quote, is the sin of homosexual intercourse, end quote. Piper cited Romans 1, verse 27, in which the Apostle Paul states that men committing shameless acts with men received in themselves the due penalty for their error. The Desiring God pastor explained that, quote, while not all suffering is a specific judgment for specific sins, some is, end quote. In a letter sent this week to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, the atheist group known as the Military Religious Freedom Foundation said Chaplain Kim was in the wrong. And finally, a chart-topping Christian band, We the Kingdom, believes there's never been a more important time to declare God's truth in the face of fear, especially amid the anxiety and uncertainty fueled by the coronavirus, reports the Christian Post. The Georgia-based group released their sophomore single, Don't Tread on Me, a powerful anthem that reminds believers of the power that is theirs through Christ. In Genesis 3, verse 15, we are reminded of the fate of the devil, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. And Isaiah 54, verse 17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, says the Lord. And that's the world view in 5 minutes, on this Monday, May 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.